If you search New York sex trafficking on Google News, you'll find more than 12,000 recent articles. Awareness of the problem has resulted in a growth of public concern. In March, the Trafficking Victims Protection and Justice Act passed in the state Senate. It focuses on the buying and selling of children and gives prosecutors more tools toward achieving justice. The measure holds those who buy children, sell children, and have sex with children criminally responsible. Lauren Hirsch, the New York Director of Equality Now, says current state law is flawed.
Sex trafficking under our current New York law is a nonviolent felony, and we know on the ground that sex trafficking is extraordinarily violent. Girls are brutally beaten and repeatedly raped by their traffickers and by buyers. And so we need to make sure that we call sex trafficking exactly what it is, which is a violent felony. We also are seeing that girls who are 16 and 17 years old are being criminalized. They're being treated like criminals by our system. And we need to make sure that these girls are treated like victims, because they are in fact children and are victims and are in dire need of services and not criminalization.
Last month, Newsday reported the breakup of a trafficking ring in which victims were brought from Mexico to work as prostitutes in New York City through a ring that extended north up the Hudson Valley. New York State Democratic Assembly member Amy Paulin, who represents part of Westchester County, and Republican State Senator Andrew Lanza from Staten Island are sponsoring the Trafficking Victims Protection and Justice Act. Paulin expects the bill to become law.
It is the last week of session. We have a three-way agreement. Part of the bill, or most of the bill, is in the Women's Equality Bill. There's a standalone that Senator Lanza and I are carrying together. I expect that the standalone will pass. The Women's Equality Bill is tied up into the negotiation between the Senate and the Assembly and the governor, I guess among the three, on the, what to do about the abortion piece. So, that is being negotiated, and we'll be very happy if it's resolved because of the human trafficking component of the bill is resolved, and we are very excited about the prospect.
Emily Amick, staff attorney at Sanctuary for Families, would rather see the full women's equality package favored by Governor Cuomo pass.
The Women's Equality Act will really address two major sides of the problem of human trafficking in New York State. On the one hand, it's going to increase the accountability of the buyers and the traffickers who are fueling the growth of this industry. On the other hand, it's going to help end the re-victimization of trafficking victims in our justice system, both extremely critical components of strengthening New York State's response to human trafficking.
Today, there are more slaves than at any time in world history. The United Nations says human trafficking ranks among the fastest growing criminal activities globally, with nearly 21 million people trafficked for sex each year, the majority of whom are women. Every hour, 34 people are forced into prostitution in America. In the United States, the average age of a child entering into prostitution is 13. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.